hear all the country music. Hear the fantasy fool in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody out there. This was another wonderful week. It's actually a very wonderful week. Things kind of seem to right themselves a little bit. And, you know, a few blips here and there. But overall, a great week of football. A lot of fun games to watch. Some surprises.
Yeah, right. No doubt. Well, you know, if you went to bed last night or any night this week, you know, thinking, well, there is a chance or there isn't a chance. If you went to bed like I did last night with Gerald Everett as your tight end, and Antonio Gibson as your flex running back, needing 39 points, and wake up in the morning having received that, yeah, it was a pretty good week for you.
Yeah, no, and I was in a similar situation, too. I needed 32 and a half points from Tyler Lockett and Antonio Gibson. I got it just barely.
Right.
Snuck out a win in one of my leagues to keep my playoff hopes alive, just barely. And then clinched playoff spots in two other leagues, which was very nice. And in our Carpies League, if the playoffs started today, you and I would be playing each other in the first round.
It would be
brother
so
against brother. It's like the Civil War.
I don't know if I can hang on. I think you're in third, so I think you're pretty safe. You're 8-2. I'm 6-6. And if I could pull the problem is, I think, do I have Chuck this week?
You might.
I think I do. And I there's absolutely no that guy is just absolutely something else.
Yeah.
And yep, purple.
Or so he thinks
he
is.
Yeah, I just, you know, to play against Stafford and Diggs and Hill and Connor and Madison. Well, Madison, Mark Andrews, Mitchell, Zerline. Ooh, yep. Greg the Leg though. That could wreck it for Chuck. So
yeah,
hopefully he keeps Zerline around.
Yeah. What a great week, though. Like we said, a lot of fun. A lot of you know, still some duds floating around out there, but really a lot to hang our hat on. You know, we think about, you know, we could start with that game last night, which was a really good game for Washington, who seems to be winning games that they should win. And they should have won that game, even though the Seahawks were favored. Seahawks weren't anything special, but Russell Wilson had a decent game. He put up 23 points, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns to Swain and Everett. But Metcalf and Lockett not being involved, you know, in the touchdown. Now Lockett had a good game receiving. Metcalf had 1 reception, which is unacceptable given how awesome he is. And really, what's hurting the Seahawks right now is they have no ground game. Absolutely no ground game to speak of. But Russell Wilson, that's the most important story, I think, last night, is that now he did get a garbage touchdown at the end, but who cares? Sometimes that's what you need to kind of get things going. So I think that just based on what we saw last night, I think you can kind of sort of you know, kick the tires on him moving forward. He might be a really valuable asset down the line, especially if you're in a 2-quarterback league. He could be a little sneaky gold as the season wraps up.
Yeah, I would say so. You can trust him more than you can Cam Newton. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I like Heinicke. I like his story as well. I mean, not a huge game, but he's turning out to be, you know, like a Herbert and like a Mac in New England, a really nice game manager, and winning games that you should win at home.
I loved watching him in the preseason when he was with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I thought he had a lot of promise. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to see him get out there. Now, last night they were pointing out how athletic he was, and I instantly thought, you know what? Maybe the Vikings need to make a trade.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins can go back to the Washington football team, and the Vikings can take Heinicke, and maybe there's that little bit of athleticism that might help him over the hump.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of Cousins, I mean, he continues to roll along. I mean, he's putting up monster numbers.
He's doing good, but he had some some real rotten tosses that didn't make sense.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers just keeps rolling, and he's on bye this week, but still, I mean, he's just absolutely unstoppable, it seems, at this point, putting up monster numbers across the board. Even Stafford had a decent game against the Packers, but the Rams just look absolutely in disarray, and their defense is a dumpster fire right now, which is really something.
It's really weird, and I don't know if Odell Beckham Jr. coming in has just kind of made them a little, you know, got them off their – I don't know what the deal is. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, and Carson Wentz and Justin Herbert also both had decent games, but also threw two interceptions too. So that offsets some of their what could be an even better, more monster production day for them. What do you say about Mac in New England? But he's just he doesn't look like a rookie. Dak looked good. Carr, Jared Allen showed up. The Bills' defense was really phenomenal, and I just can't talk enough about how much you know you have a dream Monday night matchup next week with New England going to Buffalo with first place on the line in that division.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about how to play that game here in a little bit.
And who would have ever thought that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just fantastic. We had some great running back stories. So Josh Jacobs returned in full force, had a really great game. The running backs for Tennessee, while Dontrell Hilliard and Donta Foreman, you know, Cordell Patterson comes, you know, starts, you know, he was a game time decision. He starts and all he does is score a billion points.
Yep.
Joe Mixon is Bengals are doing the right thing there. You know, they've got a great quarterback and they've got tons of offensive weapons. But if the ground game is working, let's roll with it. Yeah, because then that opens up the passing game. Now, this is going to temper some of your Bengals receivers for a while, but do not hit the panic button. All three of those receivers, Boyd, Higgins, and Chase, are all worth holding on to. And that running game will ultimately open up that passing game because people will, you know, defenses adapt.
They'll shift more toward
bottling up Mixon. And then, of course, he'll still be a huge factor in the passing game as well. So ebbs and flows with that. Don't panic with your Bengals receivers. Yeah. They'll be fine.
I think the way it feels to me is that they might even out.
Where
Chase was the clear number one,
yeah.
And then you had Higgins, and then you had Boyd. Now I have a feeling they're just going to kind of they're going to pass points back and forth.
Yeah, yep. And Jonathan Taylor had a decent game, although they just, you know, that's where the Bucs really do shine. And what about that smash game by Leonard Fournette? That was just off the charts. Miles Gaskin showed up finally in Miami, so
fun
that's looking good. The two-headed monster in Denver, Melvin Gordon and Williams, looked really good as well, and Denver beats the Chargers, and Denver is the Jekyll and Hyde team of the year,
right,
along with the Chargers and the Raiders. So that whole AFC West is sort of like, even Kansas City, they're like a Jekyll and Hyde type thing. So keep an eye on all that. Elijah Mitchell for San Francisco did great. Debo Samuel, I've got him under the running backs because he is now running the ball a lot, but now he's banged up. So keep an eye on his situation.
1 or 2 weeks out with a groin issue.
So, and receivers, you know, Diggs, Darnell Mooney for Chicago, Josh Reynolds for Detroit, you know, Hunter Renfrow, some of these names that aren't necessarily household names. And what is this, 2010? DeSean Jackson? All of a sudden DeSean Jackson gets in the time machine, you know.
And it was fun to watch. Right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I really
remember winning a fantasy title back in like 2009 or 10 because of DeSean Jackson.
The funny thing is he was rather humble on the sideline. I was expecting him to, you know, to be a little colorful and overdramatic, and he just kind of stood there and watched the game.
Yeah, and Jaylen Waddle for Miami and Keenan Allen, they both had nice games. Keenan Allen for the Chargers, of course. So Odell Beckham scored his first touchdown, and Van Jefferson did well at the expense of Cooper Kupp, who had a relatively quiet day. Davante Adams, of course, you never take him out of your lineup. Randall Cobb did okay, but now he's banged up, so keep an eye on him as well. It was Thielen's day in Minnesota, not Jefferson's.
Right.
Jefferson had a nice day, but no touchdowns.
Right.
So
they're going to go back and forth.
Yep,
you know, and the way you look at those, like, especially with a double threat like that, including the Bengals, you know, you have to look at when Thielen gets 22 points and Jefferson gets 8, the next week, they always flip-flop points, too, and it all evens out.
Yeah, and it was a nice weekend for tight ends, too. So some of you who kept the faith with some of your tight ends, like Jimmy Graham and T.J. Hockenson, Dalton Schultz, Dawson Knox, Gronk, Jack Doyle in Indianapolis, and even Njoku in Cleveland, if you kept the faith with some of these tight ends, or if you didn't have a choice but to play these tight ends, you were really rewarded with that. Really, we have some duds, but just to talk about them more in a general sense, like the Saints are an absolute mess right now. You can't trust any of their starters, and I would even be really careful, you know, with Kamara once he comes back. You can't not start him, but on the other hand, I think you really have to temper your expectations when you just have one offensive weapon. That's trouble, you know.
Yeah, I think really the only one that I trust because he's been there before is Mark Ingram.
Yeah,
you know, with Kamara. I think his success comes from a good quarterback and a quarterback that knows what he's doing. With Simeon in there and with Hill in there, there just isn't as much opportunity.
Yeah.
But because Ingram is a run-down Hill kind of guy and has the ability to catch the ball, that he's the solid play, especially if Kamara's out.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Jaguars weren't anything hot this week. Nothing to really write about there. Laviska Shenault remains a non-entity in that
offense,
bummer. Which is really, really, really
frustrating.
He's
really talented.
Yeah, and what do you do with, the Panthers, except for DJ Moore? I think a lot of people were getting their hopes up that Cam might start snooping around with Robbie Anderson. That didn't happen.
Yeah, did too.
The Giants and the Eagles, absolutely a dumpster fire game. You know, just a disgrace of a game, and I feel sorry for the fans that had to watch that game, actually. All of the Steelers, just a collapse, a monumental egg from Big Ben, except for Pat Freiermuth, who keeps chugging along. He's a great tight end.
Right, Freiermuth on the rocks.
Freiermuth, yes, exactly.
I'll take him neat, that's fine.
Yes. The Jets and Texans, except, of course, for Tyrod Taylor and Brandon Cooks for the Texans. The Ravens, absolute. That was a disaster. How they won that game is a testament to how bad the Browns are right now, you know, with Lamar throwing 4 interceptions. Mark Andrews had a nice game. The Bills running back situation is still a mess. Rams running back situation is still a mess. Packers running back situation is not a mess, but it's still something to keep a really close eye on. They didn't do much this last weekend, and I think, as we were talking about before the show, I think they are going to take it a little cautious with Adams, which I think is a good move.
Yeah, they need to.
Yep. And so the Browns, what do we say about the Browns? A disaster. The Vikings running backs are something to monitor. Madison's going to play now for the next couple of weeks, depending upon how long Cooks is out. And Broncos receivers didn't do much. You know, just had a lot of DeAndre Swift is hurt for the Lions. I know that's a big blow to a lot of people. Nobody knows what to do with Kenyon Drake. The Dallas situation is a mess. So a lot of people are facing a lot of messes right now as they make the playoff push.
Well, and
which is unfortunate. And Greg Waller and George Kittle just didn't have, you know, really the smash games that we thought they would. You know,
right.
Kittle, the Vikings are not a great at all. They're not even good at pass defense. So that was a big surprise that Kittle didn't have a bigger day.
Yeah,
but it was Elijah Mitchell's day. He really went on.
It really was, boy. And he came back. And I wasn't expecting that. I rode with Jeff Wilson Jr. thinking he's going to get in for a series or two and the hand is going to bother him and he's not going to get the plays.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. It was a great day for him.
Yeah. So anyway, and it was also disappointing to see the Colts have a really good game in a frustrating loss against the Bucs. But it was kind of frustrating to see Pittman not go off in that game either. So
yeah,
and that's
right.
Strange because the Bucs, as we saw with Jonathan Taylor, can stop the run, but they're not that great against the pass. I mean, you had some nice plays by T.Y. Hilton, but you really, and Jack Doyle, of course, gets the touchdown, but you just really would have hoped that Pittman would have gone off for you in that game. And Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd for the Bengals went off. Again, that was at the expense of Joe Mixon and then splashing a little T. Higgins there as well.
Yeah, T. had a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty decent. It's interesting when you look at these players. You know, I look at them more from a PPR standpoint,
mm-hmm.
rather than a standard specificity.
Yeah,
it's amazing how, like, Keenan Allen is an absolute PPR king.
Yeah,
and in the standard league, he's come on because something happened with Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because
yeah.
I've got Keenan Allen, and I almost dropped Keenan Allen.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of those frustrating things. Mike Williams, Mike Williams is a good case study. So Mike Williams is an absolutely extraordinarily talented receiver. But for the last few weeks, he just simply has not been involved. He gets a reception here and there, maybe a touchdown, but really very little reception, very few receptions and very little yardage. And so that's really frustrating to fantasy owners because, and you know what I'm about to say here, is that the minute you bench him or the minute you dump him for someone else, he's going to put up 30 points.
Right. See, that's the scary thing. That's why I didn't get rid of Wilson.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at a bunch of no-namers anyway. Hilliard, who?
Yeah.
You know, Deontay Foreman, who?
Yeah.
You know, they're proving that they're really not that good, and then all of a sudden out of all 8 that I could have picked,
yep.
Boston Scott, I don't care. I could have had points, but
yep.
I took a goose egg thinking Jeff Wilson's going to get work that we don't know about, and it never happened.
Yeah, well, and that's also the curse of the 49ers running game. You just never know what's going to happen.
That's just tough. All right, let's take a break, all right? We'll come back and dive into probably the top plays of the week. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, let's do it. Boston.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
Just bust the move.
Sometimes you have a drain or sewer problem that you can't put your finger on. That's when our inline video camera comes in handy. It could be tree roots, a belly pipe, scale or rust buildup, or any number of reasons. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter of Sioux Falls and Brookings. We'll inspect with our inline camera, find the problem, and take care of it. From homes, businesses, farms, to city sewer systems, we have the equipment and the experience to handle it all.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Are you a home-based business or local crafter looking to showcase your products? The Brookings Home Show is adding a special area at the Home Show February 12th and 13th. For more information or to register your booth, contact Nancy Allers at 605-692-5405, visit BrookingsRegionalBuilders.com, or message me on our Facebook page. The 2022 Brookings Home Show, February 12th and 13th at the Swift Health Center. Brought to you by gold sponsor Brower Construction, silver sponsors Advanced Insulation Solutions, and Blinds by Nancy.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on the Ranch, AM 910.
Oh, yeah, just like that. All right, we're back.
We're
and,
back.
We're yeah,
happy.
Top five plays.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, we are. We're having a smoke here during
the
break.
We're going to have a little fun here this week with our top plays because we're making the playoff push, and this is
right.
Where a lot of people start to, you know, they try to, sometimes they'll get cute. We like to say getting cute with your lineup, you know, like, oh, I'm going to really fool somebody here. That's why we're the Fantasy Fools. So my number one start of the week this week is Josh Allen. And people say, why is Josh, you know, well, you're going to start Josh Allen every week no matter what. But he's against the Patriots. So I think a lot of people might get, oh, God, it's that Patriots defense and so on. Don't get cute, folks. Josh Allen was made for this moment. It's at Buffalo. It's on Monday night. That crowd is going to be in full throat. Huge game from Josh Allen. Mark it down right here. I'll eat my shoe on the radio the next morning if not.
So, all right, we're going to keep track of that.
Right. I like Carson Wentz against Houston. I like anybody. I like you and I against Houston, Brian. Tua. I like Tua. He looks great. Giants are nothing to write home about. That low-scoring game was more the fact that both the Giants and Eagles are crap fests. So Tua, I'm going to say this, and I know it's because we've got some teams on bye, but the Steelers are at home against the Ravens, and I really do look for a Big Ben bounce back in that game. I mean, he's still got a little bit left in the tank. I think that's more a testament of how good the Bengals are than how bad the Steelers are. And, you know, once they started rolling in that game, it was just over. I mean, it was just one of those. And the Bengals take solace in the fact that the Bengals have done that to a lot of teams this year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, so don't panic. I think there's a nice bounce back spot for there if you need Big Ben, if your quarterback is on a bye week. And I like Derek Carr against the Washington football team. So coming off that big win against Dallas. Tony Pollard, as long as Zeke is banged up and they're going to rest him or take it easy on him, keep firing up Tony Pollard, even against a tough Saints defense. Alexander Mattison, you know, if you've got Dalvin Cook or if Madison's available, inexplicably he should not be, fire him up against the Lions. That's a dream matchup against Detroit, so get him fired up. Matt Breida appears to be the emerging running back in Buffalo. So if you are truly, truly desperate and that's your only option as a Buffalo running back, I think you go with Breida. Again, against the Patriots, I say that with a little trepidation, but not much. I really like that. I like that game to be just a fantastic game. Darrell Henderson versus the Jaguars. And then I like the two-headed monster in Denver. I like Melvin Gordon and Williams, and they're at Kansas City. And Denver's not going to get away from that run game, so keep firing them up until otherwise notified. Hunter Renfrow has emerged as a great wide receiver for Las Vegas, so fire him up. I like Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders versus the Patriots because True to Bill Belichick's fashion, he will take away Stephon Diggs. That's what he always does. He makes no bones about it. True. There's no running game to really worry about, so it's Beasley. And sprinkle in also a little Gabriel, too. Like, he might get in the mix, too, their other wide receiver as well.
Game.
Very desperate, but again, Chase Claypool and Deontay Harris versus the Ravens. Here, we just talked about this. I like Mike Williams this week against the Bengals in what I think is going to be a shootout. You know, the Chargers are in desperation mode, so if they don't get him involved this week, then they never will. And I like Jalen Waddle, who's emerging as – I mean, we've already been talking about this, but he's an every-week starter now. Like, I don't think he comes out of your lineup with Tua back. So Tua knows exactly how to use him, and he's just a really – I mean, what a great – if you've got him on your roster – what a great pickup. Good move. excellent move. Tight ends. I like Noah Fant to bounce back against the Chiefs. I like Gesicki to bounce back against the Giants. I like Jack Doyle. He's emerging as a tight end one for Indianapolis. And Carson Wentz, all he's done every week is put up between 20 and 30 points. So, you know, someone's going to catch those touchdowns. Why can't it be Doyle?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Why not? Dawson Knox. Again, don't get cute here, folks. Dawson Knox is a wide receiver one masquerading as a tight end.
Yeah, so no doubt there.
He's fantastic. And then I like Kyle Pitts to really bounce back against the Bucs. It might be a little bit desperate. You don't really like the Falcons, but you have to start him. Defensively, I like the Dolphins against the Giants, the Bills again. I like the Bills against the Patriots. I think that Bills defense is going to really show Mac Jones what's what. I like the Steelers to bounce back against the Ravens. Ravens are terrible. I like the Colts versus the Texans. I like you and I versus the Texans. Raiders versus Washington. And I like the Vikings versus the Lions, actually. You have to start any defense versus the Lions, especially if you're dealing with a bye week.
Right.
So that's a really sneaky spot. And the Vikings are still just barely hanging on. You know, there's that little heartbeat. You know, it's just that little tiny blip.
just a little blip. A little bit. Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It is absolutely nuts.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, do the injuries thing, take a look at the waiver wire, and we do have, actually, there are four emails
in the box, we'll barrel through.
Yeah, we've got stuff.
Do you want to get rocked? More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
When your drains are backed up with grease, hair, action figures, or Legos, we have your back. And if you have old pipes with a lot of rust or scale, we can strip that buildup away and breathe new life into them. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Yeah, well, we're going to dive into the injuries here, which unfortunately the injuries this week are rather detrimental to playoff teams or those who are on the bubble.
Yep.
I'm one of them. I've got Dalvin Cook is out for me. I'm bummed out, but I do have Mark Ingram and I do have A.J. Dillon, so I'm feeling a little more confident.
We've been talking about injuries, how we've been fortunate all season long, and one of the things that I think that is somewhat quote-unquote fortunate is that the injuries this week are a lot of the usual suspects that we've been dealing with all season long. So folks have been dealing with this should be in a good position to know what to do. McCaffrey's done for the season, shut down. DeAndre Swift is a big one. Motor City Dan Campbell basically said that he thinks it's doubtful that he'll play this week, but he'll definitely be back the week after that. They'll take it easy with that shoulder injury. He's their offensive superstar. Hold on to him. He's going to be a factor if you're in the playoff run. He'll be a factor on your playoff team.
No doubt. And if you can grab Williams for 1 week, go for it because he'll definitely
Absolutely. Dalvin Cook, as you mentioned. Kamara and Ingram, keep an eye on that. Zeke is going to get some rest. So Tony Pollard you just plug him in and go. Jordan Howard, if you're doing anything with the Eagles, I mean, Jordan Howard's bagged up. And it's too bad. This is one of our favorite stories that we were talking about. Michael Carter for the Jets. He got banged up, and now they put him on 3-week injured reserve. But he will be back. I mean, they could play him, but they're going to take it easy with him. So hold on to him because he could, again, play a factor as a flex player on your playoff team if you are, in fact, in the playoff hunt. So keep an eye on that because he is a really great – he's a special running back, really, really great. And then we've got Deebo Samuel banged up, Randall Cobb, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Keep an eye on both of those. CeeDee Lamb did practice in full yesterday. Corey Davis for the Jets was ruled out. He tweaked a groin, I believe, in practice.
Yeah.
So Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard both remain out. Antonio Brown. A.J. Brown is on injured reserve for 3 weeks. That is a big one for a lot of folks. Tennessee's number one receiver and really a top seven receiver overall in the entire league. So that's a big blow, but hold on to him. He'll be back in 3 weeks. Dan Arnold, unfortunately, is out. Tight end for the Jaguars is out 4 to 6 weeks. That's not going to do you any good for your fantasy push. And also Pat Freiermuth holders, Eric Ebron was put on injured reserve, so Pat Freiermuth has no competition at all.
Yeah, make it a double.
Yeah, make it a double. We talked about we need to talk about teams that are on buys. Browns, Packers, Panthers, Titans. All of those teams have players that you are probably using, especially the Packers, a little bit of the Panthers, and so on. So when we talk about who to pick up on waivers, obviously, we talked about Matt Breda for Buffalo, desperation play, but still worth a look. Jamal Williams is a great replacement for DeAndre Swift, so target him. Chuba Hubbard will get all the carries in Carolina, so and we've already seen what he can do. He's sort of hit and miss, but volume. Right. So there you go. Dontrell Hilliard for Tennessee. I think he emerged as the back to own, so keep an eye on him. Boston Scott in Philadelphia with Jordan Howard banged up. Boston Scott got a lot of looks this last weekend. Yeah. And then Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman until Michael Carter gets back for the Jets. Kendrick Bourne for New England should not be on waiver wires, but in the event that he is, pick him up. He looked really good. And then what? Who? Foster Moreau? That sounds like some sort of – we've been talking about Christmas drinks. It sounds like a Christmas drink, doesn't it? Pour me another Foster Moreau, will you please? Las Vegas with Waller out, you know, he's the next man up at tight end in Las Vegas. So pour yourself a cold Foster Moreau and fire up Foster Moreau.
The other thing, if you're looking for running backs or even if you have Miles Sanders, you know, I was going to grab – matter of fact, maybe I do have him. I might have him on the bench because I grabbed him thinking, well, what happens if? And here's your if. There is a question mark by Jalen Hurts' name.
Yeah.
So he is a little gimpy right now. Keep an eye on it. That may open up the run game a little bit more for them and add some possibilities.
And we can argue about this and go round and round all you want. There are certain things that there are certain philosophies, like you don't keep two kickers, obviously. You don't keep two defenses. Some people do keep two defenses, and I won't argue with them about that. They have their reasons. But one thing that I think is just an absolute no-no is just keeping one quarterback. Because if you rely on that one quarterback every week and not have a good, reliable backup, and then you're dependent upon the waiver wire. So, for example, and not to toot my own horn, but I have had Josh Allen in my lineup every week this week except one. And who would I have in that place? Joe Burrow. So, and Joe Burrow is just sitting there on my bench, and I'm not going to start him over Josh Allen. But if Josh Allen gets hurt, I could do a whole heck of a lot worse than Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. Well, see, I've had to turn to Heineke. I've had to turn to Cam, all because he's been out so long, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yeah, Kyler.
Kyler, for Pete's sake. See? Yep. He's been gone and out so long, I forgot his name. So, he went down and out, and I've been scrambling because I've been a wide receiver hoarder, you know, and I've learned a lesson. There's no reason to do that either.
Yep.
You know, it is kind of ridiculous.
If a person's doing absolutely nothing on your bench and you don't think you're ever going to start them, even if you are desperate, get rid of them.
Move on from them. Yeah. Well, here, you know, a good one is on my standard league, in my standard muffled team.
Yeah.
We've got Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to drop him for a week. Matter of fact, here's the mistake I made. I was going to drop him on Sunday morning and pick up Brandon Ayuk. Because I thought, you know what? Ayuk's going to
– Yeah, I
have no problem playing Deebo and Ayuk together.
Yep.
So I just thought, oh, the heck with it. Plus, we have Keenan Allen, and I didn't do it.
And a lot of you are playing for playoff spots right now. I mean, I know you want to look ahead and say, what am I going to do if I get into the playoffs? Folks, get into the playoffs first.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ballgame.
Two-minute warning.
Yeah, that was good.
We got some questions, huh?
Yeah, we do. Okay, Sarah says, I have Cook. Is Kune Nwangu a good pickup? I don't know. This might be the weekend that they use him and try it because of his ability to return the kick or the punt.
Desperation, of course. But, these are desperate times for a lot of people. So, you know, if you need some help, you know, and somebody's already got Madison. You know, maybe you lost Michael Carter from the Jets, and you need a flex player. I think it's worth a speculative ad, but also I mean again that you might be getting a little too cute there, especially if there's a decent wide receiver or other running back that you think might get some touches.
Madison is the RB1 there, but the other thing, the good thing is they use Ham a little bit, but what's his face is gone.
Yeah.
Can't think of it. He's gone. Doesn't matter anymore. So on to the next email.
All right.
Let's see. From Jeff, it says, do I take a chance on Matt Breida?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, if you need him for, especially this week, I think he's got an okay matchup. If you're looking through week 18, he's a little tougher. He's playing some tough teams. And then Jeffrey says, Cam or Teddy?
Coin flip.
Okay. And the last one, Darren. Time to drop. This is a good one. Time to drop the Ravens wide receivers, i.e., Marquise Hollywood Brown.
There are better options out there, folks. Until proven otherwise, especially if you're trying to make that playoff push. The Ravens look terrible. It's not going to get any better against Pittsburgh this week.
It certainly isn't. So there you go. That's the show. Have a great week. And
have
good
a great
luck
week, and
weekend.
Keep an eye on those bye weeks, folks. And you know, Dallas and New Orleans on Thursday night. There are a lot of players that have that little label beside them, either a Q or whatever. So keep an eye on that game, because it's going to come on pretty fast. And I know a lot of people are invested in both of those teams.
Right. Good to
have a great week. Have a great weekend.
All right, see you later.
Yep,
fool.